everyone, and welcome back to All Strings Considered. I'm your host, Scott Wolf, and today I'm going to try something a little bit different. While I edit these great discussions with these fantastic musicians, I usually have to throw out about half the conversation. And sometimes it's just painful to have to choose what I'm going to throw out. So today I'm going to try a little experiment and do a short episode on one of those tangential moments in our interviews.
Hi, this is John Dearman from the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. Scott has invited me in to talk about any number of topics.
You most likely started the new year hearing John Dearman talk about his experiences with the LA Guitar Quartet. But most of the time when I get together with John, we actually talk about movies, books, food, and podcasts. So I thought it might be nice to have a quick episode of John's latest and favorite podcast picks. And then we'll hear one more piece from LAGQ.
You know, I got started probably listening regularly to podcasts by listening to Bill Simmons. So he's a sports columnist, but very interested in pop culture. And a funny, entertaining guy. He used to be a writer on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. But he's kind of like probably the most nationally, high-profile sports columnist. And I have, like a lot of people, kind of a side interest in sports. And so anyway, he's been on for like 3 years or something. And I've listened to pretty much all of them. Became like a really big thing, very popular podcast, a big one. And so he kind of started splitting off and expanding what he was doing and getting other people involved. And so now there's a thing called the Grantland Network. And I guess Grantland is the name. It's one word. I think Grantland is the name of a first name or last name of a famous sports columnist from the early 20th century. I think he wrote for the New York Times or something. This new sort of network is part of ESPN actually, but it's called Grantland, and they actually publish a quarterly. So it's writers. It's like journalists and people who write essays, and a lot of it's entertainment, some of it's sports. There's all kinds of, smart people talking about things. Malcolm Gladwell is often on, talking with Bill Simmons, another guy named Chuck Klosterman, who's pretty interesting. There's a really good one about soccer, which I don't follow, but the two British guys who do it are so funny that they're really, really good at it. So I don't listen to the whole thing, and I don't listen to it regularly, but, check that out.
I'm Ian Dark, and you're listening to Men in Blazers, Suboptimal Radio on the Grantland Network.
I listen to Alec Baldwin's Here's the Thing, which a lot of people listen to.
Here's the Thing is one of my favorites, too. Alec Baldwin does an amazing job of interviewing. His conversation with Tom York from Radiohead, for example, was especially memorable. Or maybe check out his episodes with Chris Rock, Herb Alpert, Judd Apatow, or maybe Zarin Mehta, who you probably remember as the recently retired president and executive director of the New York Phil.
A pretty interesting one is called In Our Time, brought to us by the BBC. I don't know if it, like a lot of these things started in radio and then ended up being podcasts. So, yeah. But anyway, that one's kind of interesting. So they'll talk about, it comes out once a week, and they just talk about stuff that I always wanted to know about, but was too lazy to take the time to, to read a book about it. So they talk about philosophers like Pascal and Levi Strauss, and like they talked about the microscope, the absolute zero, the microscope came to be developed and its evolution. There was a thing on the Hindu myths about creation. And so, I know it sounds a little bit, long-haired, but they usually, so there's a host, and then he'll usually have three or four experts. And so this panel will just talk about it. And it's interesting to listen to people kind of go back and forth on some of these topics too. Mm-hmm. So that's a new favorite of mine.
And then New Yorker Out Loud.
New Yorker Out Loud is a must. I mean, I try to read that every week. And they have the podcast where they usually just focus on one thing from that week's issue and expand on it. So it's pretty cool. They talk about music sometimes. I mean, the New Yorker has a fantastic music writer named Alex Ross, who wrote the book that so many people probably know about.
The
Rest is Noise, yeah.
I've never read that. That's a great book. What's
fantastic
that about?
Book. Basically, it's just about, how to listen to music, how to think about music. And he had a follow-up book, too, where he brought in a lot of stuff about pop music, talking about Coldplay and Bob Dylan. And
That's awesome.
And then, contrasting that with Charles Ives. And anyway, he's a fantastic writer. So he's a regular contributor to the New Yorker. Sometimes I interview him on the podcast. And of course, there's this guitar one. What's it called again? Oh yeah, all things considered, right?
That's great. And then there was a cooking one.
Oh yeah, God, what's that called?
It's called. I just saw it. It's called. Cooking Issues.
Cooking Issues, yeah.
Dave Arnold.
Right. I haven't listened to that one a lot, but he's really good. I mean, part of the thing with the podcast is like there's the content and the information you get from it and whether you're interested in that. But then there's also the presentation, right? And whether you can stand to listen to this person rant, you know, because a lot of times in podcasts, people just kind of start rambling and they're talking about what they're doing or what they're thinking about that day. And there's kind of stream of consciousness and it can be... It's just real hit or miss. Like every individual person is going to have a different reaction to some of this stuff. And anyway, that guy I think is really good at it. Very entertaining guy, and he's an expert in molecular
gastronomy.
Gastronomy, right? Yeah.
Where they use like liquid nitrogen. And...
Right. Yeah. He's one of the best guys at that. He's in New York, I think.
Okay. So your homework, if you choose to accept it, is to check out any of the Grantland podcasts. You can check out their pop culture one or a huge variety of shows on sports. Give Alec Baldwin's awesome interviews on Here's the Thing a listen. If you're in the mood to learn something new, try In Our Time. You'll be able to find that one because it's got the BBC Radio 4 logo. For politics, check out The New Yorker's Out Loud podcast. And if you want to hear about food, how about Cooking Issues with Dave Arnold? If you're looking to read a great book on music, check out The Rest is Noise by Alex Ross. And finally, I'm going to add one more. My current favorite is called The Moth. It's a whole series of true stories on a huge variety of topics and always told live with no notes. It's amazing. I hope you've enjoyed this All Strings Considered short. I'm your host, Scott Wolf.
All Strings Considered is brought to you in part by Guitar Salon International, the world's largest selection of fine classical and flamenco guitars and accessories, and by Audible.com. To get a free audiobook of your choice, go to audibletrial.com/allstrings. There are over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey, the next full-length episode will be out soon and features the flamenco guitar playing of Juanito Pascual. Also, please keep letting me know what you all think. It's always great to read your comments on Facebook, on the podcast website, which is scottwolfguitar.com/podcast, or on Twitter at @AllStrings. Until next time, here's one of my all-time favorite LAGQ tunes, Bellinati's A Furiosa. I think they must like it too because it's on two of their albums, but this particular recording is from their Brazil CD. Enjoy the music. Thank you.
Thank you.